Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Tuesday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Great show for you guys today. A lot to get into. Plenty of college football and NFL talk as we combine both of them. We also got some great BetMGM promos that we'll tell you about here in a little bit from our friends at BetMGM. A lot of picks to give out. We'll wrap up everything with our best bets for today. Lucy Burge is going to join us in the middle of the show. Also got to talk some baseball as well. We got a fold card today. A couple of picks that I like. Some interesting lines. A lot to get into. Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL. Or you can go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. You can listen along to us on the Odyssey app. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling with the gridiron glass, some marquee games that we're looking at. Obviously, week one of the NFL starts on Thursday, so we got three NFL games to look at. But let's start in the college game. The three marquee games this week, oddly enough, all feature the same spread currently at BetMGM at 7.5. The first game is going to be Texas and Michigan, a top 10 matchup in Ann Arbor. This is the Fox Big Noon kickoff game, 12 noon Eastern time start. Texas -7.5. The total is sitting at 44. A lot of people are going to talk about this game and look at the full game spread, but I think the value in this matchup between the Longhorns and the Wolverines is actually going to be in the first half. Michigan right now +4.5 in the first half line, and the over-under is currently sitting at 22.5. I like both of those plays quite a bit. My handicap for this matchup is I see it playing out pretty similar to that Georgia and Clemson game. I think Michigan is a better version than Clemson, right? But they're kind of built the same way. Clemson wants to be really good on defense, just like Michigan does. And then obviously both teams are trying to find themselves offensively. Michigan has to replace all of their offensive linemen, obviously McCarthy and Corum for last year. We saw them work two quarterbacks against Fresno State. It really wasn't a pretty performance. Now they got to go up against Texas, who's got a very good front seven. Meanwhile, Michigan, obviously against Texas's offense, the defense knows that especially early on in the game, they have to keep them in it. And that home crowd at the big house is going to be rocking. So we saw a couple of big games in week one, right? We saw that Clemson-Georgia game. We saw that A&M Notre Dame game. Both of those games were ugly. They were sloppy. They were low scoring. There were no touchdowns in the first half of both of those games. I see another low scoring game in this one in the first half between Michigan and Texas. So we'll go under 22.5 in the first half and take Michigan +4.5 in the first half as well. I see this being a close game. And then I like Texas second half spread. I expect Sark and Ewers in that Texas offense to come out of the locker room and get rolling. Again, remember the game last year against Bama. Texas has experience from last year going on the road in a hostile environment, early on in the season, and the Bama game was close in the first half, and then Texas late third quarter, fourth quarter started to pull away. I kind of see that game being similar. So this is going to be one of those games where I think it's going to come down to like maybe the final possession or two of whether or not Texas scores to cover or Michigan can hold them off and they cover. I think the first half is the value in this matchup. Then we got Tennessee and NC State. Again, the Vols favored by 7.5. The total is 60.5. The game is in Charlotte, but Knoxville's only 3 hours away from Charlotte, so it's not that big of a home field advantage as you might think. I don't love this game. If you had to make me choose it right now, I probably would take NC State plus the 7.5. This is one of those games, it's all about the numbers. At 6.5, I like Tennessee. 7.5 probably would lean more so towards NC State. Tennessee is one of those teams right now. There's a lot of love around them. There's a lot of hype around them. I've been driving that train. I think Tennessee is going to be in the SEC championship game playing Georgia. But the reality is, this is only Nico's third career start at quarterback as Tennessee, and by far the craziest environment and the biggest challenge that he will face up to date. NC State, look, we loved Western Carolina in that first game against NC State. Thought the Wolfpack would be looking ahead a little bit to this matchup against the Vols, and it exactly played out that way. NC State was actually trailing in the third quarter of that game. But under Dave Doran, you know that NC State's always going to have a good defense. They're always going to play hard. They're always going to be physical. And Grayson McCall, even though he did not have a good week one for NC State, he was really good at Coastal Carolina. So I expect McCall to bounce back. NC State plus 7.5 would be my play against Tennessee. And then finally, Colorado and Nebraska, the third of our marquee games on the college football slate this week. This opened up at 6.5. It went to 7, and now it's at 7.5. And here's the thing about Colorado, right? Look at them last year, and look at the teams that they beat early on in the season. Whether it was TCU, who didn't have a good defense, whether it was Nebraska last season, who had a terrible quarterback in Jeff Sims, the way you beat Colorado is if your defense can get stops and if you have a capable quarterback. And Nebraska has both of those things in Dylan Raiola, and then their defense is solid under Matt Rhule as well. Colorado, as we know, excellent offense, right? Shedeur Sanders, one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Travis Hunter, one of the best players in the country, period. Good receiving core. O-line's not that great, and the defense obviously looks like it's going to be much of the same as last year. I think Nebraska being at home at Memorial Stadium, a tough environment to play in, is really going to be tough for Colorado to deal with. I think Nebraska's defense is going to be able to get some stops. And then with Raiola now at quarterback, I think Nebraska is going to be able to score. So Nebraska minus 7.5, I would lay it with the Cornhuskers. Looking at all three of these games, I think there's a great opportunity this week to moneyline parlay two of the three games. I would moneyline parlay Texas and Nebraska. As I mentioned, I think Texas pulls away in the second half, and then Nebraska on the money line. Love them to win that game. A Texas-Nebraska moneyline parlay, minus 123. So you do have to lay some juice, but I really like Nebraska. Texas game might be close in the first half, maybe midway through the third quarter, but I think the Longhorns get the win as well. So I like that moneyline parlay with those two games. Then also looking at the NFL, obviously kicking off the season on Thursday night is going to be the Ravens and the Chiefs. Kansas City is minus 3. Here's a great stat for you. Lamar Jackson has never lost you money as a regular season underdog. He's 12-0-1. ATS as a regular season underdog. He's incredible in these spots, and you're getting a key number with the Ravens at plus 3. That's why I don't want to lay it with Kansas City. I think the money line's probably the play with the Chiefs. I think this game comes right down to the wire. I think it's like a 23-21, something in that game. I like the under quite a bit. We all know about primetime unders. I think with two good defenses, this game is going to be another primetime under. But I think there are going to be some field goals. Obviously got two really good ones with Tucker and Bucker. So this is going to be a game where I would actually lean the Ravens plus 3 if I had to pick it on the spread. But I think Chiefs money line laying the juice minus 155. Mahomes and the Chiefs lost the season opener last year to Detroit. going to be tough for them, I think, to lose another one. Couple props, though, that I do like in this game involving Lamar. His rushing touchdown prop is plus 200 anytime touchdown. I think getting 2-1 is a really good price. And then Lamar to throw an interception at minus 115. Every time Lamar's played against the Chiefs, usually gets a little ambitious throwing the football. Obviously had a couple picks in the AFC title game last year, so I'll take Lamar to throw a pick at minus 115. Favorite bet of the week in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns, -2.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. Talked about this game a bunch over the summer, talked about it on a bunch of different networks. The handicap is simple. We have seen this movie so many times with Dallas. When they go outdoors, on the road, on natural grass, not turf, and they're playing against a good defense, they tend to really struggle in those games. So I don't care if it's Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston, whoever's starting a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Dak and that Cowboys offense against that Dallas, against that Cleveland defense is enough for me to like Cleveland. Anything under 3, I would take the Browns. And then finally, upset of the week that I'm most confident in is going to be the New York Jets on the money line, plus 165 against the San Francisco 49ers. Certainly would take the Jets +3.5 because you're getting a key number there. Two good defenses, probably going to be a lower scoring game, but man, this game reminds me a ton of LSU and USC. The line movement that we have seen, this game was 6.5 in the summertime. Both games were. LSU closed at 3.5 in some shops, and we all saw how that game turned out. Jets right now, 3.5-point dogs against San Francisco. Think New York wins this game. So I like the Jets, I like the Browns, and I like the Chiefs on the money line, but Ravens +3 probably would be my look in that game. All right, we got a lot of great promos from our friends at BetMGM that we want to tell you about, starting with the first touchdown. And we've all had our first TD vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on a first touchdown bet this season. Place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. How it works, you place a pregame straight first touchdown bet score in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Important details to consider. The second chance applies to pre-match straight bets only. Any wager using a bonus, bet, or reward token is ineligible for the promotion. You may place more than one first touchdown wager per game. After the first touchdown is scored, the remainder of players will be temporarily graded as a loss. Once the second touchdown is scored, any wager with that player scoring the first TD will be settled as a second chance refund. The cash received back from the second chance is completely unrestricted and withdrawable. Please make sure to read our full terms and conditions before participating in this promotion. Also, another promotion from our friends at BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. We are obviously just talking about college football, those three marquee games that we have this weekend, Texas and Michigan, NC State, Tennessee, Colorado, and Nebraska. Well, you could all use three of those games in a potential parlay. And this offer from BetMGM really has legs. With a college football no-sweat parlay token that can be used on some of those college games that, again, we were talking about, you can use a qualifying wager that must be a minimum of three legs. The qualifying wager must be a minimum of plus 400 odds, and the players must attach the token to the qualifying wager in the bet slip. Make sure to read the full terms and conditions before participating in this promotion. All right, guys, let's talk some conference futures now, looking at the NFL and looking at college football as well. We'll start with college football. Miami in the ACC, plus 170. We talked about the Canes yesterday. And again, look at the performance Florida State had yesterday against BC. Right now, it's a two-horse race for me between Miami and Clemson. I think still getting the Canes at plus 170 to win the ACC. Their schedule is very favorable. They by far have the best quarterback in the conference in Cam Ward. They have a great roster as well, like the Canes, at plus 170. I like Georgia at plus 180 to win the SEC. Georgia's the number one preseason ranked team in the country. They have the shortest odds to win the national championship. They are the team to beat. However, Georgia, their skill position players is a little bit worrisome for me. That is something to watch throughout the season. Defensively, they look awesome. Carson Beck, best pro prospect at the quarterback position that we have in college football this season. But the skill position players could be something to monitor for Georgia throughout the season. Ohio State's still the team I like to win the Big Ten at plus 140. Big Ten looks like it could be a fun race this year with what Penn State did against West Virginia. Oregon obviously coming over from the Pac-12 with a ton of talent on that roster. Buckeyes are still the pick for me. Will Howard got better as the game went on against Akron. So much talent all over that team. I like the Buckeyes and Oklahoma State. I've been singing their praises all offseason out of the Big 12. I think this team is getting criminally disrespected. Again, they were in the Big 12 championship game last year against Texas, and they returned nearly their entire team. So much experience on both sides of the football. I like Oklahoma State at plus 700. As for the NFL, looking at all the divisions and who we like this year, Cleveland Browns, I like them to win the AFC North. They're plus 500, best division in football, top to bottom. Because the Ravens and Bengals are so highly thought of, I think that's given us good value on the Browns, who's got a great defense. Yes, Watson is the big question mark, but at the price, I like the Browns. The Jets are the favorite in the AFC East, as they should be. I think they're the best team in that division, and I think the Jets finally get back to the playoffs, finally win the AFC East this year. I like New York at plus 160. I love the Colts. If you've been watching this show, if you've been listening to me on the network, you know how much I like the Colts. So much love for the Houston Texans this offseason because of Stroud and the trade that they made for Diggs and Joe Mixon. That defense is up and coming, but people forget the Colts were super close to winning that division last year, and that was with Gardner Minshew playing nearly the entire season. Richardson comes back, healthy Jonathan Taylor. I like the Colts plus 325. Chiefs to win the AFC West. That's the easiest one on the board. Detroit Lions to win the NFC North at plus 130. Another good division, but the way that the schedule sets up for the Lions this year, playing 14 of their 17 games in a dome, is going to be huge for Jared Goff. I think the Lions get the number one seed in the NFC this year. I like them to win that division. Give me the Eagles in the NFC East. You can throw the Commanders and the Giants out of there. It's between the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Eagles, I think, have the better roster. I like what they did in the offseason, upgrading their coaching staff with Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. And let's be honest, nobody repeats in the NFC East ever. So Cowboys won it last year, and conventional wisdom would tell us that the Eagles will win it this year. The team that's going worst to first this year in the NFL is going to be the Carolina Panthers. After being the worst team in the NFL last year, I think the Panthers with Dave Canales and Bryce Young in year two in that division that is so awful, I think they got a chance to win it. I like the price on Carolina. And then give me San Francisco minus 200 to win the NFC West as well. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with our friend Lucy Burge, who's ready to give some winners to the people. Lucy, before we get to your best bets, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play from the BetQL model today is Guardians Royals over 8 runs. The Guardians have gone over this in 3 of their last 6 games, as have the Royals. And Brady Singer will also be starting for the Royals. He has allowed 7 runs over his last 2 starts, while Tanner Bibee has given up 9 runs over his last 2 starts. So the BetQL model loves the over 8 runs in Guardians Royals tonight.
All right, very, very good. Lucy, what about yourself? What baseball bets do you like for tonight?
Yes, PJ, I have a Lucy long ball, but it will start with Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 2 of his last 3 games, with 4 in each of those games, and has hit this in 7 of his last 10 games. And against Tanner Bibee, he has a home run and 2 singles. So Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 total bases, and then Max Muncy just to get a hit. This is minus 140 at BetMGM. It's not super crazy, just a hit for Max Muncy. He's got 4 of them in his last 3 games, and 8 hits in his last 10. And against Reed Detmers, he is batting .600 with a home run and 2 singles. And Reed Detmers has allowed 24 hits over his last 4 starts. So I think Max Muncy can get a hit, but you know what? Home run wouldn't be that crazy either. So just to get a hit, though, is what I am going for with Max Muncy, and then Jose Ramirez to hit a home run. He has 1 home run in his last 2 games and 2 in his last 10. Against Brady Singer, though, he's batting .480 with 3 home runs. And Brady Singer has allowed 3 home runs over his last 4 starts. So he could give up another one to Jose Ramirez in this game.
All right, very good. Lucy, I was looking at the MLB card today. There are a lot of really interesting lines, like Patrick Corbin's almost a pick'em today in Miami. The Phillies are underdogs to the Blue Jays today. When you look at the card, is there any underdog that you like to win outright today?
Yeah, I really like the Rangers today on the money line against the Yankees and Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon has a 4.31 ERA, gave up 8 hits and 5 runs in his last start, and he has a 5.27 ERA on the road. So I like the Rangers' chances here as the underdog, and I do like Corey Seager over 1.5 total bases as well to contribute to that win, which I think could feasibly happen against the Yankees as the underdog.
Very good. Lucy, we were just going through college football divisions, NFL divisions. Obviously, we got the NFL starting on Thursday. Give us your favorite division bet in the NFL for the upcoming season.
Oh, PJ, it kind of pains me to say this, but I do like the Jets. The New York Jets to win the AFC East. They are favored to do so, but I think with a healthy Aaron Rodgers and their very talented defense and kind of plug and play when it comes to Aaron Rodgers returning, staying healthy, this team could be a playoff team, and I think they will win the division. So the Jets to win the AFC East is what I would go with. Not the Bills, not the Dolphins. You know, maybe the Patriots could finish second, of course, but the Jets to win the division.
Are you trying to mush the Jets a little bit, Lucy? Because if you are, I respect it.
Yeah, you know what? I need to jinx them because the Patriots aren't going to do anything. So at least maybe the Jets. But no, I do think very highly of the Jets this year. And you know, I'm not sorry for it. Really, I think the Jets will have a good year.
I'm with you. Before I let you go, Ravens and Chiefs kicking off on Thursday night. Anything that you like? Spread, totals, player props, favorite bet on the board so far.
Yes, this I am sorry, PJ, and I do apologize to you personally because I am taking the Chiefs -3. They are 8-2 in Week 1 games over the past 10 years, and I think they'll be 9-2 after this one with a covered spread, and they will get off to a 1-0 start the season, and they will cover. So Chiefs -3, but going forward, I'll take the Ravens.
That's fine.
In every other game.
You were so kind to my Orioles yesterday that you're in my good graces because of that. So you know
World
what?
Series, PJ.
That's what
They're
I'm
gonna
saying.
They're going to win the World Series, so it's fine.
I love it. Going up against Shawnee Sharpe's White Sox over the
That's
next
right.
couple of days. Make sure you catch Lucy and Jake Kassan coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Bet slips and bat flips right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always great having you on the show. Have a good one later today, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you. You as well, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, time to dive into a little baseball here. Big League Peach. Before we do that, question here in the chat from our guy B Mills. PJ got a couple plays in college that I like so far. Auburn -12.5 against Cal, Oklahoma -27 against Houston, and I heard you like Oregon as well. I got them at -18. I do love Oregon quite a bit. Gave my analysis yesterday. You miss any of that, make sure you go follow us on BetQL, all the social media channels, Instagram, TikTok, X, all up there. Love the Ducks. Good number there. Also like Oklahoma, B Mills. We talked about that game yesterday in our Bet Now segment. Houston, I watched their Week 1 game against UNLV. They're a mess. It's going to be a long year for the Cougars. Meanwhile, Oklahoma, they got a good quarterback this year in Jackson Darnold, former 5-star recruit. And in year 3, that Oklahoma defense is starting to look like a Brett Venables defense, starting to look like those defenses that we saw all those years at Clemson. So I do like Oklahoma. I'd lay the 27 with them. I like Oregon. The Auburn-Cal game makes me a little nervous. That spread feels like it should probably be a little bit higher. And Cal's head coach, Justin Wilcox, normally excellent as a big underdog. So that's what would scare me off of that game. I do like Auburn this year. I think they could surprise some people. Under the 2 touchdowns, B Mills, I think you're getting a good number, but just be careful because Justin Wilcox usually very good as a big underdog. As for today's games in Major League Baseball, we got the White Sox and the Orioles taking on each other. Cade Povich going up against Nick Nastrinini. Great. It's crazy that Cade Povich is a -300 against just about anybody. Kind of speaks to how bad the White Sox are. I'm going to take the over 8.5. Every hitter in the Orioles lineup yesterday had a base hit. 7 of their 9 hitters had 2 or more base hits. So I think the O's are going to be able to score some runs on the Sox. And I think off Povich, White Sox could scrap together like 2 or 3 runs as well. We'll go over 8.5. Patrick Corbin's on the mound today for the Nationals, and he's only -105 on the road against the Marlins. I know it's the Marlins. Max Meyer is going for the fish, but we're talking about the worst pitcher in baseball in nearly a pick'em. I'll ride with the Nats today at minus 105. Twins and the Rays today in Tampa. Jeffrey Springs going for the Rays. David Festa going for the Twins. Another interesting line. Tampa Bay, obviously, below 500 baseball team. Playing a lot better, though, going up against the Twins. I'll take Tampa Bay minus 120. This line is just, this was one of those where I had to double check, make sure there wasn't like a spelling error, anything like that. The Phillies are dogs today to the Blue Jays on the road in Toronto. Chris Bassitt going for Toronto against Tyler Phillips for the Phillies. This is just, I mean, this is what I live for. Like, it would either be Blue Jays or pass. So I'm on Toronto, minus 115. Dog that I like, Red Sox plus 115 against the Mets today. David Peterson against Cutter Crawford. Mets won yesterday. I think Red Sox get him back today. Crawford has not been good recently, but pitching in a pitcher's park today at Citi Field, I'll go with the Red Sox. Rockies and Braves today in Atlanta. Chris Sale going for the Braves, trying to continue his case for NL Cy Young. Going to stay away from that. Braves a minus 350 favorite. Guardians and Royals today in KC. Brady Singer going up against Tanner Beebe. Brady Singer for the Royals has lost four of his last five starts, but Tanner Beebe has faced Kansas City three times already this season, has an ERA over five. So you got a pitcher for Cleveland that struggled against Kansas City, and you got Brady Singer for the Royals who's just struggled in general. I'll go with the Royals at home today, minus 105. Big series there in the AL Central. The Royals trying to catch some ground on Cleveland. Paul Skeens on the mound today for the Pirates, going up against the Cubbies at Wrigley with a total of seven. Cubs have already seen Skeens a couple times this season, and you got Kyle Hendricks going for the Cubs. I think that total's a little bit too low, so I'll take the over seven in Pirates and Cubs. Cardinals and Brewers today in Milwaukee. Aaron Civale going up against Steven Matz. Civale's been pitching great for Milwaukee here as of late. I'll take the Brew Crew, minus 145. Yankees and Rangers in Texas tonight. I mean, the math would tell you that the Orioles are probably going to be the White Sox tonight, and if they do, that just means that the Yankees are going to win, because that's what happens. When the Orioles lose, the Yankees lose. When the Yankees win, the Orioles win. So I would look at the Yankees tonight, minus 135, with Rodon on the mound against the Rangers. Dodgers and Angels in Anaheim tonight. Battle of L.A. with a total of 9.5. Walker Buehler against Reed Detmers. I like the over. I think there are going to be some runs scored. Dodgers going to score a bunch. Would look at their team total over as well. We'll take the over for the Dodgers team total and over 9.5 as well. Mariners and Athletics going to be a pass for me today. Luis Castillo against JT Ginn. Nothing for me there. Then give me the Giants at home as small dogs today, minus 105 against Arizona. Ryan Nelson on the mound. Giants haven't even listed a pitcher yet, and they're minus 105. So I think the Giants take care of business tonight against the Snakes. All right, time to wrap the show with PJ's plays. Before we do, though, big announcement. Make sure you tune in to BetMGM tonight for the debut of Brad Evans, our new teammate here at BetQL, alongside with Ryan Horvat as they kickstart the new era of BetMGM tonight, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you tune in for that. Brad and Ryan going to give you awesome content, a lot of fantasy football stuff, a lot of wager talk. So make sure new era BetMGM tonight, you tune in for tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Brad Evans and Ryan Horvat. As for going streaking today, our pick, well, Eloy Jimenez wasn't in the lineup yesterday for the Orioles, but he just saw his whole team absolutely rake against the White Sox. I think Brandon Hyde puts Eloy in the lineup today, going up against his former team. I'll take Eloy to get us a base hit against the White Sox. By the way, Marcus Semien, you're dead to me. Couldn't get a base hit yesterday, so our streak goes back down to zero. Eloy's going to start us back up at one, so we'll ride with him today. Patrick Corbin, again, game's nearly a pick'em. People think that the Nats, he pitched well against the Yankees in his last start. Over 17.5 outs today for Patrick Corbin, minus 125. We will take him against the Marlins. I know, Patrick Corbin in an over and a prop lock, it's a lot, but we will do that. Dog of the day, it's going to be the Detroit Lions. My favorite divisional bet in the NFL this year at plus 130. The Lions got everything set up for them. They got the coach, they got the coordinators, they got the personnel, they got the schedule. It's all right there for Detroit. And they got the confidence now. After being so close to getting to the Super Bowl last year, I think that's going to motivate them all throughout the season. They are absolutely the team to beat in the NFC North, and I think they go back-to-back winning that division. I'll take the Lions at plus 130. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What's your best bet for tonight?
Yeah, Peach, we're going out to Wrigley for my best bet today. Pirates first five minus a half a run against the Cubs. It's at plus money, plus 105. You got Paul Skeens going up against Kyle Hendricks. Paul Skeens gave up two runs his last start at Wrigley against the Cubs, but then the bullpen gave it completely away. They got a big lead for Skeens. And Kyle Hendricks gave up six runs last time he faced the Pirates at home. This was at Pittsburgh, including a home run, six earned runs, eight hits. Kyle Hendricks not good. Paul Skeens good. So I don't want to touch the bullpen for the Pirates. I think they'll get some runs. So his first five, you're only asking for to win by one run, and it's plus money.
All right, very good. So a couple of bets for us there in the Pirates and the Cubs game. I like the over seven in that one. But my favorite bet today and my favorite bet in baseball is going to be the Blue Jays, because this line just, it stinks. I mean, the Phillies are the best team in the National League. A lot of people, myself included, feel like they're the best team in baseball. Blue Jays have been one of the biggest disappointments this year. And it's not like they got a great pitcher going, you know, and Chris Bassitt. I know Tyler Phillips is the number five starter for the Phillies. Obviously, he's not one of the big three, but man, seeing the Blue Jays as a favorite, I think somebody knows something. We'll take Toronto as our best bet today to get the job done against the Phillies. Once again, our favorite plays for today. Eloy Jimenez is going to be our pick in going streaking, going up against his former team. I hope people are replaying that clip for Eloy about that guy for NBC Sports Chicago who was talking about how he was so thrilled that Eloy was leaving the team. I think Eloy gets a hit today. Maybe sprinkle a little home run on Eloy as well. Patrick Corbin over 17.5 outs, minus 125 today. I think Corbin is going to pitch pretty well. We'll take his over. Outs recorded. Lines to win the NFC North at plus 130. Shawnee Sharp's going with the Pirates, minus a half on the run line in the first five today with Paul Skeens on the mound. And then my best bet will be the Blue Jays on the money line today, minus 115 against the Phillies. A reminder again, make sure you guys tune in tonight for the new era BetMGM tonight. Our new teammate, Brad Evans, with Ryan Horvath. It's going to be an awesome show, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you guys catch that. Make sure you stick around for Jake and Lucy, 2 p.m. Eastern time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Thanks again to Lucy for joining us. Cordell Woodland stops by tomorrow. Help us break down Ravens and Chiefs. Until then, have a great rest of your day, guys. Good luck on all your bets, and we will see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.